If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, 11 minutes after 9 as we begin our conversation with none other than Sheldon. Welcome, Sheldon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I need like fireworks and stuff, but I just don't have them.
Really? Is the fire out? No fire today.
What are we discussing today?
So the last few years, I've been really inspired by songs that change up the narrative. I think the thing often is that like a specific narrative is instilled. And I must tell you, every time I come and do this show, it's at the end of the day, I feel like my English package has run
data.
Out.
You've run out of data.
I've run
we
out of English data.
We feel you, Baba. Feel you. Because it's a Thursday. by 9 o'clock, English data runs
my
out.
My English data is out.
We are on the same page.
Yeah, I run out of words. But anyway, there's often this like societal narrative that's out there and like trying to push you in a specific direction. But what I found in the last few years is that there are these songs that have been released that alter that narrative. And the songs that we selected for today or for this evening are songs that say, you know what, there's yes and no, and actually there's my way, and I'm going to change up the narrative. Mm-hmm. And it's about upliftment, and it's about like positive thought, because, you know, the last month and a half have been the longest 6 months of the year. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And I think people are under a lot of like tension and pressure. It's for some reason, it seems like it's been a very fast year.
Mm.
We're already almost in March.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I just thought, let's choose like uplifting songs that are about you as your best friend. And this specific song, Alicia Keys, from 2007, from her album As I Am. And it seems like there was a shift in Alicia Keys from that point onwards, where she stopped wearing makeup.
Yes.
And she just was like, I'm going to be my
natural self. Yeah.
And you even saw like recently, last year, I think, or the year before, Pamela Anderson, who's like stripped out all the makeup. Mm. She just appears au natural in public, very simple clothing. And there seems to be a trend among certain people where it's like, I'm just going to be my natural self.
Mm.
And Alicia Keys says that when she hears a song, it inspires her to be whoever she is that day.
Mm.
And I think we're often like forced into being something.
Mm.
You know, Sheldon is the class clown, so you must always be the class clown.
Mm.
And I can never be anything other than that. Or Pamela is the serious, like a news, you know, current affairs person, and that's who she has to be all of the time.
Mm.
But actually, we can be whoever we want to, whenever we want to be it.
Mm.
And why are people always trying to pigeonhole us into being something that we don't want to be necessarily that day? And that's what the song talks about. Also, it's a song about woman empowerment. But she starts off the song very interestingly at the beginning. It's talking about her specifically.
Mm.
These are my things.
Mm.
And as the song progresses, and you can even hear it in the arrangement, lyrically, she talks about like the greater woman community.
Mm.
And in the arrangement, you hear like more and more parts of the music being added to the arrangement. So the lyrics, the melody, and the musical arrangement coincide to show this like journey of like self-acceptance. Like, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. You know, just let it be. Let me be who I want to be. You know, like, why are you trying to push me into being something else? And that's, for me, what the message of that song is and what we're
and
exploring
it's
today.
It's amazing. So our next song is by Ray.
Oh, my God. This song, Oscar-winning Tears, my students brought the song to my attention last year, and then I started doing some research about the song. And I saw Ray. So Ray, last year at the Brit Awards, which are coming up shortly, won 6 Brit Awards at the ceremony. It's the most Brits ever won by any artist in history in one night. She was nominated for a Grammy this year, Best New Artist, and she performed this song at the Grammy Awards. But the performance you have to see, which is such a moving performance for me, and it, like, when I saw it, I almost started crying. It was just so beautiful. Was her performing this song at the Royal Albert Hall.
Mm.
Now, the Royal Albert Hall, it was created in the early 1800s. It's had nearly every iconic composer perform on that stage. Albert Einstein's perform appeared on that stage, but also Gounod, Wagner, Cezanne, like all these iconic composers. Rachmaninoff performed on that stage. And then she performed this song on the stage. She comes out in this white, like, faux fur. The song is very cinematic. It's got, like, a very jazz cinematic sound. There's a full orchestra on the stage. And she comes out and she basically says, "Oh, my goodness, I'm here." And you just think of this, like, this girl who probably came from an impoverished background, thinking to herself, "I would never imagine in a million years that I would perform at the Royal Albert Hall, and here I am with a full orchestra." Mm. You can sense the feeling of, like, you know, like imposter syndrome. Mm. Like, am I, like, how did
is
I make
me?
It here?
Is this me
with this massive audience and a full orchestra performing here in front of all of these people? Now, the song is a very interesting song because it talks about, you know, you're in that relationship where you constantly, like, thinking, you've been conditioned to believe that there's actually something wrong with you. And in the song, she says, "Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a seat now. Turn off your phones because this is going to be a very interesting story." And it's a narrative about this guy, and he's telling her, you know, like, how horrible she's been and whatever. And she's like, "I'm ready. I'm ready to listen to your story." And she ends off the song by saying, what'd she say? "And after his Oscar-winning performance, I left the room and never saw him again." Mm. And it's like, you've made up your mind, like, the abuse has gone too far. She actually even says, "He was a 1 out of 10. And sometimes you settle for these 1 out of 10s, but actually you're 10 out of 10, but you're not valuing yourself. Mm-hmm. And she actually comes to the realization in the song, "I'm a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I'm not settling for this. Yeah. And actually, you tell me your Oscar-winning story, and I'm going to sit here listening to it. And when I'm done, I'm walking out of this room and I'm never seeing you again."
Gosh, I totally get why you chose this one. I get it.
So, what about you? This is 1997. She had just released her first album, Baduism, which was a groundbreaking album, executive produced by Kedar Mazenberg, who is this iconic producer. Erykah Badu basically introduced this whole new genre called neoclassical soul, and she's known as the queen of neoclassical soul. And that first album was such an exceptional album, but this song wasn't on that album, was on a live album that was released in the same year. But what I like about this song, I mean, in the 1970s, there was "I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor, which was a breakup song. But it was, like, fast and it was sort of apologetic. But with this song, you sort of got, like, a very slow, intentional pace. The song's got a very slow, intentional pace to it. And beautiful melodic bass line playing in the background. And Erykah Badu is saying, "I'm in this relationship with this guy. I'm trying to connect with him, but he's always got better things to do, like hang out with his chummies. And, like, he never has time for me." What the heck? And, you know, like, he wants me to pay for everything. Mm. And not only does he want me to pay for everything, he wants me to pay for his friends' things. And I'm just like, what am I? Like, chopped liver. And she talks about this thing, and then she says, "You know what? Why don't you get your friend Tyrone to come and get your stuff and you can leave?" And then my favorite part of the whole song is the last line, which is like, you're welcome to call him. You can do whatever you want, but you can't use my phone. So whatever you do, like, find your own way because I'm not going to help you. You're all out of help. And I just think that's such an empowering, like, just like with the last song, where she says, you know, "I listened to his whole Oscar-winning performance. I stood up, I left, and I never saw him again." With this one, she's like, "You're welcome to collect your things. You can come over. You can call all your chummies. You guys can collect all your things, but you can't use my phone."
Sheldon, you're a gift.
Thank you.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
So, Flowers.
Yeah, that song, you know, what I love about Miley is that she started in this business. She was maybe 12 mm-hmm. when she started. And she became a superstar, Hannah Montana, yada, yada, yada. And I think, like, it's been a real fight for her to maintain her own identity throughout all of that stuff. And she's always been like, I'm doing it my way. That's what I'm going to do. Whether society likes it, whether the music industry likes it, I'm doing it my way. And as a result thereof, she's always been sort of like on the outskirts of the music industry. But and then with this song, it just blew up. It went to number one in over 30 countries around the world. Over 8 million units of this single were sold. It was one of the top songs. Prior to this, she never had a Grammy Award, and then she won two Grammy Awards that year, which was last year at the Grammy ceremony, her first two Grammys ever. And watching this performance of Flowers at the Grammy Awards, she stands there, and it also brought me to tears, because it's like she's had this long career. She's only in her 30s. She's had this long career. And she's standing there, and she's overwhelmed by the moment. And she says, in the middle of the performance, she says, I just got my first Grammy.
Wow.
And it's like, I just got my first Grammy, and I got it on my terms.
Yay.
I didn't compromise to get here.
Well, I was, yeah.
Yeah, and right. And that's the testament of this song. It's like, you know, I can be my best friend. I can be my best friend. I don't need people to validate me.
And
as
I'm
long
good.
As I follow my truth,
yeah.
That's the important part. And it's exactly the same thing with the Ariana Grande song just before. It's like, oh, you don't like this about me? Yes, and? And then what?
So what?
Yeah. So that's the message of today. It's like, just love yourself. And don't wait for people to give you validation, because
you are
worth it. You are worth it. You are worthy. And We shouldn't be too concerned about what other people think about ourselves.
Sheldon, it's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.